This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With relatively few houses up for sale, home prices are rising even in the face of higher mortgage rates. This feeds inflation. With all this demand, landlords don't need to get creative to find renters, yet they do. Some places cater to nature lovers or golfers. And in North Carolina, there's one where you'd better like your yipping and yapping, Cole Del Charco reports.
Just outside of Raleigh is a neighborhood called Houndswood Village. It looks like pretty much any suburban neighborhood, except for the street names. Take Spaniel Drive and Terrier Place, where I meet Marlon Holmes and his dog, Oreo.
Oreo, come back in.
Oreo's a rescue with a black coat and a tuft of white. Having a dog is the lifestyle here, and on their evening walks, Holmes says he sees yappy spaniels, Labradors, even a South African Borbul.
It's wonderful for the dogs. We come to the dog park, it has its own dog wash.
Hard getting big boy up on top of that table in there, but...
This kind of specialized neighborhood attracts a specific customer. Kim Whitler is with the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business.
The opposite of being a commodity is being different. And the way that you do that is that you create value that's meaningful to the consumers.
And it helps when there are a lot of your target consumers.
You have a great number of families in this country who have pets. About a third to 40% have dogs.
Colleen Yeager is with Quinn Residences, which owns the rental homes here. She shows me one.
So this is the access underneath the stairwell, and they cut it out so that it gives the dog its own little private little cubby.
It looks like a dog house in the house.
It's a dog house in the house. I'm going to steal that.
Quinn Residences has other themed neighborhoods, too. There's one where every house has solar panels for eco-minded renters, another with community gardens. Richard Ross is CEO of the company.
We find that if we keep our residents happy, they tend to stay and stay longer.
And when tenants stay, that cuts down on turnover costs. Oreo's dad, Marlon Holmes, has rented here since the neighborhood opened up. He says with all those dogs around, there is a competition that never ends.
He tries to mark every spot up here.
One reason walks around here are interesting, at least for the dogs. In Durham, North Carolina, I'm Cole Del Charco for Marketplace.